The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on planet Earth.
And if I might be so bold as to say, happy birthday, Shia.
You may. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago that Shia and I went into a store, and yet again, the people there were shocked that he was almost 74 years old, which he is today. And Shia looked at the young man. He had said to him, I'm three times your age. And the man said, no, you're not. And actually, Shia was. He said, if you listen to our radio show, you'll find out what I do, or better yet, you'll find out what I don't do that has me keep looking so young. And what he does is being here.
What I do is listen.
And
listening is critical. See, listening, if you truly listen, it gets rid of stress. It gets rid of fear. It gets rid of upset. Listening pulls you into the current moment of your life. When you truly listen, not to get somewhere, not to fulfill some agenda, but to hear what another has to say from their point of view for no reason other than to hear what they're saying. That's all it takes to have your life transform, to live your life directly rather than think about and create anxiety over whether you're doing it right.
Or creating anxiety about what's to come in life changes you might have.
That's right. Very well.
If we are all fortunate enough to live long enough to have life changes, they can be easy.
Right.
The only reason they're not easy is we're projecting off into the future. We're
coming from what we think will be the case, rather than discovering our life newly in each moment.
Luckily, we are honored today to have Dr. Elke Fransky from Hamburg, Germany with us. We've known Elke for many years, and she's a brilliant, talented physician as well as a woman we respect greatly. She's got a great heart. And we realized that she would be perfect to answer the questions that a lot of ladies have, and men too, because you just don't know what's coming, what to expect. You don't know if what you're going through is your life, your body changes, if it's normal or if there's something wrong with you.
Men are thinking of having sex changes.
Nah, but, you know, like, if you're with me and...
Yes, and something happens to you, it affects me.
Yes, and so if I'm experiencing discomfort during intercourse and it's not been the case, gee, is that something that's wrong, or is that something that is potentially a part of aging and then something that...
And can things be done to support, having those...
So before...
Welcome sensations.
Yes.
So you can have the welcome sensations.
That's right. We want the welcome sensations, not the unwelcome ones. So before we welcome Dr. Fransky in, we would like to tell you a little bit about her. She received her medical degree at the University of Hamburg in 1974, so she's been doing this for a while. And she did her gynecological training at Wandsbek Hospital, also in Hamburg, and has been in private practice since 1981. She's additionally trained in acupuncture therapy for sexual disorders by Masters and Johnson's, and she's also trained as a neurological linguistic practice. She's a member of International Planned Parenthood. She's married and lives with her husband, Dieter, and his two grown daughters. She also sings and performs. And she also writes a column, an intimate column, in a German magazine called Mainz. I hope I pronounce that well, for women over 50. And you can reach her on her website. If you want to know her website, go to our Facebook page, Transformation Made Easy, and we'll have the information how you can reach Oka. So without any further ado, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Thank you very much for welcoming me so wonderfully. And happy birthday, Shia.
Well,
I want
thank
to
you, Elka.
Say first. Yeah. And I'm also experienced in aging. I'm 65 now, and I feel still very active, very energetic, and so I think I can add perhaps something to the questions people will have during the next hour.
Well, we have several callers waiting to ask questions, but when you say you feel very active and energetic, I know that there are two major hormones that most of us hear about that seem to deplete as we get older. One that we're used to hearing about is estrogen, and the other is testosterone. And I'm wondering if you could say anything about what's a healthy balance for a woman your age, and if the levels have dropped, or a woman my age. I'm in my 50s, and there are people, I think, calling in who are in their 40s. So if those levels have dropped, what people can do to augment them, or if they need to be augmented.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's just fine. They drop only slowly, so that some women don't feel that much, or they don't feel disturbed by this. And others have major problems with this decreasing of the hormones, and they help themselves sometimes with remedies you get over the counter, like herbal remedies or acupuncture, and others start to take hormone replacement therapy, like estrogen patches or bioidentical hormones, and feel much better with them. I often recommend hormones because I think, yeah, they help you to stay the daily stress, the daily work you have to do. And but there are a lot of people who don't need them. And for the testosterone as well, we produce longer than estrogens testosterone, and it's not so needed in women, mostly. Most women don't take testosterone. It's only some who feel their sex drive decreasing a lot.
Right.
They might be candidates for
testosterone. If they have a decrease in their sex drive, yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. I know we have several people waiting to speak to you, so I'm going to take the first one. Susan,
yeah.
Where are you calling from, and what do you have to ask?
Hi, I'm calling from New York City, and my question is around hot flashes, which I started having them off and on since last year when I turned 50, and in a good way, it felt like a rite of passage or sort of welcome to the club. So, but I'm fascinated when they come on, and so my question is, what causes them, and if they are depleting minerals or something from my body, that perhaps there's something I could take or do to support my body through the hot flashes.
Yeah, it's not really clear what causes hot flashes. So if you want to know it very exactly, we know that the decrease of estrogen causes hot flashes. That in the brain you have a gland who tries to bring the ovaries to work, and this causes the hot flashes. And I think, and we know that women who exercise a lot, who feel quite fine in their life, who have good relations, they bear it easier than others. Mm-hmm. And I think the first thing you can do is to wear several layers of clothing to remove a layer and put it on again. And that you get enough sleep and don't take too many activities. Mm-hmm. That you avoid alcohol and coffee. It can make hot flushes worse. Perhaps you tried already things to cope with the hot flashes. And then did you already try herbal remedies?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you haven't. There's one, I don't know if you what the name is in the States. It's called Simisifuga. I think it's the same in the States. It's a remedy you can take for a lot of time. It has nearly no side effects, and it lowers hot flashes. Mm-hmm. And you can eat lots of soya that also helps, or you can take it in remedies where there are isoflavones, which you find in the soya and in the red clover. And acupuncture helps often quite a lot, but these are things you have to go for, to care for, to pay for, and mm-hmm. I think to do exercises and mm-hmm. to take care for your diet, it's mm-hmm. Easier.
So, Susan, in case you didn't recognize it, you probably did. Soja is German for soy. So eating soy, I also have seen in the health food store that there are soy-based products in the health food store. I don't know how effective they are, but mm-hmm. I imagine that a lot of the people who run health food stores would have at least anecdotal evidence or from their clients about what seems to be working.
Right.
Yeah.
And may I ask the first herb that you mentioned, Elke, what was that?
It's Simisifuga. Perhaps it's called Simisifuga. It's spelled Simisifuga.
Okay.
Simisifuga.
Okay, great.
And this is very, very common here in Germany. Lots of women take it and feel released. But sometimes it's not enough. And if you don't have only hot flashes, but perspire, perspire, and you don't feel fine when you at work or when you are with other people, then sometimes it's really good to take hormones, so estrogen replacement therapy. That helps the best.
Okay.
As you were talking, I looked up Simisifuga. Again, Simisifuga.
And it's sold on Amazon.
It's sold on Amazon. It's in Wise Women Herbs. It seems to be, you can look it up in Wikipedia.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in
today.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you again.
You know, one thing I wanted to say before you go, mm-hmm. and something I think you'll be amused and delighted by, Elke. Susan has shared with us that when she has a hot flash, she runs through the house to find her husband to share the heat with him. And I think that sounds like such a healthy, wonderful, fun way to usher in this life change. I found that really inspiring.
I find that I include it. You know, I'm just fascinated by it when they come up, that it's a furnace within. And I will certainly check out the herbs and soy products as well. And again, I appreciate calling in today.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. You know, we have another couple of minutes in this segment, so we can get started with our next guest.
And that is Holly.
You with us?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. Where are you calling in from today, and what's your question for Elka?
I'm calling in from Brooklyn, and I do have a question for you, Elka, but I wanted to say that I, too, I've been in, gone through menopause. I think it's been about 2 years now, and I've experienced hot flashes, and it's been a really wonderful thing just being there with them. I tend to have them at, like, 4 in the morning, and I say to my guy, he feels them, and I go, hot flash, and he knows automatically to throw off the covers. So it's been fun to kind of including Eric in my life on this as well.
Yeah, that's the best.
The thing that I've discovered, though, and my question to you is, I guess it has to do with my metabolism and weight gain. And I've really, I'm trying to, in the last year, I've attempted to do Weight Watchers not as successfully or other programs not successfully. And I'm just wondering if you could give me any information about, like, post-menopause and what tends to happen to women with weight gain, and how should I approach, you know, or reapproach my eating habits or whatever you could give, that you tend to see what women tend to go through.
So we're going to have to take a break right now. So you can think about your answer, Elka, and hold on, and we'll be right on back. So please do come back.
And don't miss being here.
Visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Next Monday in New York City, Monday Night Alive, Say Yes to Your Life. February 9th, we're doing a special evening on magical relationships. And so far, everybody we've spoken to has magical relationships. So if you want to have one too, come join us. If you want to keep that muscle of relating alive, come join us. If you're in the international community and not able to make it to the New York City area, we have the international conference call, Say Yes to Your Life Tuesdays.
February 10th.
And so you can join us at a hub that way. You're invited. Also, the next New York City
workshop that we're doing is Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment. And that's on March 13th, 14th, and 15th in New York City. And you can get more information about both of, or all of these events from our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Okay, now we're back with Elka. And the question on the plate is about losing weight postmenopausal, and if she has any input or suggestions or information about that.
Yes, it's a problem for many women to gain weight after menopause. And we know that normally estrogen helps to control body weight, and that decreasing estrogens makes women eat more and be less physically active. So that's one thing which supports the problem. And that if you get a therapy with estrogen, it increases the metabolic rate. So then you have less problems with gaining weight after menopause. And also during the menopause, you lose muscle mass. And
yes.
So the muscles normally use calories, and if you don't have so many, you will get thicker. You will gain weight, and so there are the normal things you already used, like metabolic balance, for instance, or Weight Watcher. You have to control what you eat, and I think you have to do more exercises and besides a good nutrition. And mm-hmm. also you could try the estrogen replacement therapy in a very, very low amount, the least amount which helps and doesn't risk the side effects replacement therapy can also have. You have no problems any longer with the hot flashes?
They're rare. They're not every night. They come every once sporadically. They're very manageable. I think the question was asked earlier, but I don't even know what my estrogen range should be. So when would I know that it really is so low that I should do estrogen replacement, or is that something I should just go to my doctor?
It's more. I think testing the estrogen is not so easy because the hormone levels fluctuate greatly. And
uh-huh.
But if you have hot flashes, normally the estrogen is zero, and it's normally if we treat. We don't care so much about the level, but about how you feel. And there we have experience in how much you should take, and you start with a little amount, and then you look how you feel. And if, for instance, your problem with the weight control gets better, and you see that you can even lose weight by exercising, you will feel it.
So I have a couple questions for you, Ben Elka. This shimizu fuga herb that you talked about earlier that helps with hot flashes, is it possible that that particular herb also might help with speeding up your metabolism if you're no longer having hot flashes?
No. That doesn't help. It's only for the minor symptoms of menopause.
Okay.
So for hot flashes.
Great. The next thing is that you said that with menopause, women lose muscle mass. Aside from exercising more or hormone replacement, those two things you've just spoken of, is there anything that you can do to forestall that loss of muscle mass or to rebuild it?
It's I think it's only testosterone which helps to build up muscle mass, but that's what the sport people
do.
But it's not what you would recommend as a treatment. I think it's only doing exercise which can build up the muscle mass in a healthy way, and not by, I don't know any remedy which can help.
Okay. I mean, I imagine I guess where the question came from in me was, if I'm exercising a certain amount of time every day, and after menopause, it doesn't have the effect that it had before menopause, and I'm still losing muscle mass, if the next recourse is to simply exercise more, or if there was something else I could do to support it. Or if it's just to be expected and to know that you're going to lose it, and that's the way it is.
I think that's the way it is. But you will, I think you can get more muscle mass. If you do quite a lot. You will lose it much, much less than if you don't do nothing.
Right.
And I think it's a bit the way it is. You will get less muscle mass during the aging process.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, so it's interesting. Both the ladies that spoke, Susan and Holly, have learned how to embrace their body and how their body feels to them. So they haven't turned hot flashes into something to become hysterical over or to be upset about. As Susan was saying, it's an exciting adventure for her.
And for me, I'm in the perimenopausal stage where I'm just starting into having the irregular menstrual cycles. So, but I'm still having them, and I haven't experienced hot flashes. And my approach so far is to do my best at this point to keep my muscle mass up, so it's less of a challenge once I go through menopause to keep it. One other thing, just speaking personally, Holly, I know you're about to start Metabolic Balance, and I think that is a really good dietary program. I noticed that the last time Shai and I started it, was feeling rather puffy, and I immediately started experiencing myself as more muscled or tighter as opposed to having that kind of spongy feeling. So I think that's a good choice, but it's really important that you tell yourself the truth. Whatever exercise and whatever dietary program you choose, you can't say, I'm doing Weight Watchers and add sugar and pretend it doesn't matter. You have to follow whatever the program is if you want to have the results.
True, yes. No, I'm excited about the new programs, and thank you, too, for the information on the hormone replacement. I didn't even consider, or the estrogen, so I'm going to look into that as well. That's great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
One more question before we move on from hormone replacement. You said something about side effects. I know that I've heard in the past about there's an increased risk of, say, cancer with hormone replacement. I'm just wondering what's the scientific or the medical perspective on that at this point in time?
The perspective is that there is a real small risk for breast cancer, but there's a little bigger risk for stroke and blood, for thrombosis, blood clot.
Mm-hmm.
Is it blood clot? Yeah. The risk for breast cancer is very, very small, but it went through the medias, and every woman fears it so much that some women who could get a lot of hormone replacement therapy, for instance, if they have emotional ups and downs, they don't dare to even not to try it. And sometimes I think it was not the best way at that. It started when this American study about the study 10 years ago, I think, they came up with the risk of the high risk for breast cancer, but later on they told that, or it was clear that it's very, very low, the risk to get breast cancer by hormone replacement therapy. But women who had breast cancer, there we recommend really that they don't take hormone replacement therapy, but they risk that the breast cancer can
come back.
Yeah, they have to.
When you say stroke and thrombosis or blood clots, is that more in a person who's already physically out of shape or potentially obese, or is that in a cross-section of women?
No, it's. I think there are women who have a bigger risk, those who are overweighted, obese, those who smoke, those who have high blood pressure, they have a bigger, much bigger risk to get a stroke thrombosis.
I know that we happen to know Holly and Susan, and they're, you know, fairly fit, so that wouldn't necessarily be a large concern for them. But I was just wondering if it was, you know, more likely for a person who's already unfit, and a person who's fit has less to worry about. So we have another caller. Let's take her.
Amy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm very excited to be on the show today. Thank you so much. And I'm definitely, I like this whole conversation about the herbal remedies and the soy. I'm definitely going to eat more tofu now. But anyway, I'm 50 and turning 51 soon, and I don't know if I'm experiencing hot flashes. I haven't had my period probably in about 9 months, 10 months or so, and I do get hot and sweaty, but they're very short, and I don't find them uncomfortable. I find them fun. I don't mind getting sweaty and hot, so I just wanted to know if I'm experiencing a hot flash or if it's just getting hot. So that's my first question. I have one other question, too.
But don't ask it.
Don't ask it. I'll wait.
So I'd like to say something, Amy.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy, you have been working with us for a number of years now. I remember you when you were a hot young thing.
Not just hot flashing.
Not hot flashing, but, you know, in your late 20s when we first met you.
Right.
And you have trained yourself in being present in your life moment by moment. So you're, if you have hot flashes, you feel hot and sweaty rather than it's this horrible thing.
Right.
You've trained yourself to be present with your body sensations and with what's going on. You don't readily allow yourself to panic over things. You don't get hysterical over things. You maintain your composure. You know, you're really well-balanced.
In fact, if you want to see a little snippet of Amy's life, you can get our award-winning book, How to Create a Magical Relationship. It's the first of two award-winning relationship books we wrote. And she has a chapter in there called Why Do I Worry About Silly, Silly Things? And in the past, you would have worried about this. But now that you're practiced in being here, it's something that you've come to include.
Right. It's true. I do feel really good. And I do hear, it's funny you say that, you're saying that you're shy about people like get hysterical about certain things. And I think the whole idea of aging for certain people, there's an agreement like it's hard or menopause is hard, or and it's just not true for me. So it's very true. So then the second question I had was about...
Wait. You didn't let her answer.
Oh, you got to let her answer the first question.
Go ahead, Elka.
I didn't really get a question in your.
She's saying
you
if
said.
She's
I
hot and sweaty occasionally, is it possible that that's a hot flash, but just a mild one?
When you ask, yes, I think so. It's I think the hot flashes are so typical. You feel them rising from your feet to the whole body till, and then it can start to be a bit sweaty, but it's really a short moment, and otherwise, I don't know. I think you can be very active, and then you would sweat as well.
That's right.
If it's short and climbing up in your body, it could be a flash, and this can be with sweat as well.
You know, before you ask your next question, Amy, we really should take a break. So hang on, and we'll be back with Dr. Elka Fransky and Amy. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back, and don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. visit transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Costa Rica 2016 is open,
and it's filling fast.
It's a whole new format for next year. It's called Say Yes to Your Life, Costa Rica. So if you would like a deep dip into yourself, prerequisite is a weekend workshop with us. You can go up on our schedule. Our entire year's schedule is published, so you can pick a weekend and come, or pick several and come. And then you are most welcome to join us in Costa Rica in 2016 for either 1 week or two. And if you want to see more about Costa Rica, just go to our website,
transformationmadeeasy.com.
All right, Amy, we're with you. What's your next question?
And by the way, I know you're doing the March course, Fun is an Access Way to Enlightenment, and I will be there. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent.
Myself and my husband. So, Elka, were you saying that the hot flashes rise from your feet? Because I don't think that's what's happening in my body.
Yeah, they rise. They rise, and then they are on the top of your head, and then they are gone after a minute or so. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
It's really funny, I think, the feeling. And it's, yeah, and it can be fun. It's not only awful.
We know someone who used to call it her own personal summer.
Yeah.
What was your next question?
My other question was, I also feel every now and then a little lightheadedness, and I wondered if that was a symptom of menopause or perimenopause.
Lightheadedness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does it mean?
Not necessarily dizzy, but a little balance, like a little off balance physically.
Lightheaded, Elk, is kind of like right before a severe version of it would be right before you feel like you're about to pass out. Like everything's kind of, your body feels a little weightless.
I don't know if it's Amy, I don't think it's a gender determined thing, that lightheadedness. I know sometimes if I'm reaching for something on the floor and stand up quickly, I can get lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that it's gender specific to women.
Yeah, I don't think that it's specific to menopausal symptoms.
Okay.
There you go. You're free of menopausal symptoms.
There you go. I feel very happy about this.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Charge of your life. Yeah, that's fine.
You know,
you're welcome.
Elka, a number of women have mentioned to me or to us in consulting sessions when they started to have challenges in physical intimacy. And one of the things that we've heard from different women as they age is that they're sometimes pain with intercourse, or their vaginas have gotten drier, or that type of thing, or they lose sensation.
Or sexual desire.
Or sexual desire. So I'm wondering if you can address those symptoms and what people could do to have it be easier for them.
Yeah, that's something which happens in very many women after menopause, that the vaginal tissue becomes thinner and drier and less elastic. And that causes then pain during intercourse, and it can even cause little crackings, and women feel then often as less like having sex. And you can do a lot to ease these problems, even by remedies you can get in the drugstore. I like very much pomegranate, regenerating body oil, which is normally used for the whole body, but you can easily use them to soothe the vagina, to regenerate the skin in the vagina. And I think even it, touching your body, touching your vagina, makes you feel closer to your sexuality. I just met a woman yesterday in my practice who told me, since I'm using this oil, I got it back. I got the feeling back for my vagina. She's without a partner, but she tried to touch herself, and she liked it a lot. And
so is pomegranate oil?
It's pomegranate body oil, and you can, here we have it, for instance, and I think you have it too, Velita.
Yes.
It's a brand, but I think it's just a normal body oil.
Okay, so I've just, while speaking, went up on Google and looked. How it's pronounced in the United States is pomegranate oil, and I see that Burt's Bees has it, the Body Shop has it, argan oil. There's a bunch of pomegranate oils that you can buy, and you can buy even on Amazon. So you're saying that particular oil, you find really a good one for mending those little cracks and making it so that... Does it have a viscosity that if a woman uses it before sex, that it might make the sexual intercourse easier?
Yeah, it makes it easier. But there's also another thing which is perhaps still a little better if you have really problems to get lubricated during sex. That is the silk. It's a natural intimate moisturizer, which feels really like the normal lubrication you have, and that even your partner wouldn't notice it, that it's not the true lubrication. And sometimes, now I think very often it's also useful to take estrogen in a topical form, like creams or ovulas, which really help to restore to the tissue in the vagina. And these estrogens are different from the normal hormone replacement therapy. They are less potent. They only help to care for the tissue, and they don't help against hot flushes. But for the tissue, it's really fine. So there are several things you can try for yourself, and some perhaps don't need the estrogens, but and will have enough release by these oils or the silk, and some will use a bit. Will need a bit of this topical estrogen cream.
For those of you who are listening, silk is spelled with a Y. It's S-Y-L-K. It's like the fabric silk, but spelled with a Y. And that's also available. I just Googled that as well. And I just wanted to let you know that we will make sure that all of, so far, the things that Dr. Fransky has recommended are on our Facebook page following this show. So that's Transformation Made Easy and on Facebook. And while you're there, if you haven't liked us already, go ahead and like us.
We're really nice people.
Why not?
You should like.
Okay, we have another caller. We should make sure that she's with, has her opportunity.
Christina, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Good.
I'm calling in from New Jersey, and I just turned 40, so I haven't had any menopause symptoms. But I'm curious, when does menopause start?
That is very different in every woman. Most have their last period around 50, 51, but menopause starts with premenopause, and this is sometimes around 55, 56, 57, but quite a lot of women still have their regular period at that time, or can even become pregnant at that time. It's mostly around 50, but I have quite a lot patients, for instance, who still have their period with 53, 54, so it's a wide range to start with menopause or to have the menopause. Menopause normally, the word menopause normally means the last period, but it's around menopause then.
So is technically menopause when you haven't had your menstrual cycle for 1 year?
Yeah, that's a bit... Normally the word menopause means last period, but yeah, we use it like this. We in German, we have the word Wechseljahre, which means change in years. So it's more the period of the... Many years we count already. But menopause is, yeah.
That's great.
Normally it's after the last period when we talk about menopause, and otherwise we say premenopause. But I think you have still a lot of years in front of you with no menopausal symptoms, Christina.
Thanks. So, being that I'm 40 now, I didn't know. Is there? What I've been listening to is that nutrition is really important, and also exercise. Is there anything else? Being that I'm a little younger, that I should be doing?
Take charge of your life, and I think you're no. I think it's mostly the attitude and to be positive about your life, and then to be positive about this experience with menopause. I think nutrition and living well and exercising is quite a lot what you can do.
Great.
And it's yeah.
I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. See, I imagine anybody who happens to be listening to this show is interested already in taking charge of their life and having what you would consider a positive attitude toward it. That they're already exercising that function of being here, which, of course, as you listen and as you're here and fully engaged in your life, well-being is a side benefit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Christina. I know that you, and we have about 4 minutes till we need to end the show, but I know that you are a coach for Metabolic Balance. Have you found, as you're coaching some of the women who are a little either close to menopause or post-menopause. Do you have any anecdotal information, anything anybody said about what's happened for them in regards to their libido or sex life or out of following this nutritional program?
Well, what I've found is that women that have thought they haven't been able to lose weight, being on metabolic balance, they discover that their body, that they can actually lose weight, that it's specifically designed for the individual because they do blood testing, and that they, if they just follow the plan, the metabolic balance plan that you receive when you start the program, that you end up losing weight, and you're surprised. You know, people have tried many other diets and haven't been successful, but with metabolic balance, they have been. And also, like, once you start losing weight and you start feeling like you have more energy, and you're definitely, your libido will rise, and you feel more sexy in yourself, and so it's been very beneficial for people.
Christine, as long as we're talking to you, if somebody wants to take a nutritional approach to support them as they move through menopause or for any other reason, do you have a website where they can find you and find out more about what you're up to with metabolic balance?
Yes, I have a website. It's ChristinaSaylor.com. It's ChristinaSaylor.com.
You know, it's like a sailor, but make sure when you do it, it's S-A-Y-L-E-R. A lot of people might. You should probably get the domain name with a O, just in case people misspell you, Christina.
That's a good idea. I'll do that. Thanks.
All right. Excellent.
Thank you, Elka.
Thank you for calling in. Elka, is there anything that you want to leave people with in the last minute or so here?
Yeah, I would say that even without remedies or with remedies, there is a wonderful life after the last ovulation, after the last period, and transformation can help a lot. And beside nutrition and exercising, I would recommend transformation as well as a remedy or as a way of living. That's
thank
what
you
I
for
want
that.
To say.
I really appreciate that. And I really know that it's true. The more centered you are, then life changes become this fantastical exploration.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As opposed to something to be dreaded or feared or thinking that you're losing something. It's a wonderful thing to be you, whatever age you're at.
Yes.
So
it can be
thank
creative.
Thank you so much, Elka, for joining us on
you're
our
so
show.
You're so welcome.
Really a pleasure.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing you when we come to Hamburg for Practical Enlightenment, Freedom to Breathe, and Practical Enlightenment in April the 9th and then the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And if you want to meet Elka, you can meet her there, or you can join us.
I'll be there.
Yes. Thank you for being here. And next week's show is called The Cost of Being Right. Ha-ha. It should be fun. So thank you for being with us. And if this show has supported you, please
share it
with your friends. Life Changes Made Easy Part 2 is coming up. I believe it's on the 25th of February. It's coming soon. So that's for male menopause. We have already pre-recorded it with Dr. Jed Kamenetsky. It's going to be a brilliant show.
It is a brilliant show.
Because we've already had it. We know what you have to look forward to. So thanks
thank you
for
all.
Being with us.
Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.